following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, everyone. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Tuesday, September the 16th. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on today's program. Normal Tuesday during the football season. Daryl Morris and Tony Harper to talk UNK and Hastings College football. We'll also be joined by Bill Friedman today, coordinating producer with the Big Ten Network. We've had him on the program before talking about a variety of shows like The Journey. There is a new show that is coming on tonight, and it'll be, I think you'll enjoy it. This is one of those shows that... what Husker fan? I'll be interested. Here's the deal. The show is called Big Ten Treasure Hunt. And one of the people on the show tonight is a Nebraska person that's got all kinds of Husker stuff. The thing is, there's 10,000 of those type of people in the state of Nebraska. I want to know how they picked the person that they picked and where they're from.
Well, I mean, there's got to be so much cool stuff in so many people's basements that how do you narrow it down to one guy? Like, how was it just like a contest where you just kind of sent it in? Or you know, I'll be interested to see, is his stuff that cool? Because I've gotten to see some really cool collections over the years of just memorabilia and just the weird and the, you know, certain guys' mouth guards. I remember someone's like, I got Roger Craig's mouth guard or something like that. I was like,
good on you, bud.
I was like, all right. He's like, yeah, sometimes I wear it on game days. I was like, I think you're joking on that one, but I definitely think that would be that's going to be a very interesting show from the standpoint of there's so many cool things throughout the Husker history that, you know, how far back does some of this stuff go? How far back does the collection go? And I'd be interested to see what the viewer thought the number one piece was and what the collector thought the number one piece was, because it's interesting that usually his most prized possession isn't going to be what other Husker fans want, because obviously your most prized possessions have some sort of internal meaning to them. So I think it'd be very interesting to see what all that collection entails.
It's at 7 o'clock tonight on the Big Ten Network. Anybody that watches it is going to go, mine's cooler than that. My buddy's cooler than that.
I saw this one guy.
That's nothing. What was that? It's guaranteed. But Bill's going to join us in the second half of the show here today. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday trivia all coming up for you on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Wow. Feel bad for the Colts last night. A bad pick by Andrew Luck, but also a couple of bad calls. Even Eagle fans agreed that they were a couple of bad calls yesterday in the end of that game. But you can't, as coaches say, you can't put yourself in a situation to let the official determine the ball game. And that's what happened last night to the Colts. And if you remember, when we made our NFL predictions on this program and we all kind of made our Super Bowl selections, I was high on the Indianapolis Colts coming into the season and then saw one of those many indicators. The Colts haven't won yet this year, and I'm talking preseason. This starts to pile up. They have lost a couple of tough games. They started slow against Denver and came up just short. They started fast against the Eagles and puttered out down the end. Darren Sproles show. He's just amazing. I don't know why anyone ever let that guy go. Chargers, Saints, now with the Eagles. Big part of the game last night. But the Colts, 0-4 in the preseason. Hardly any, what was it, like 9% of the teams that go over in the preseason have made the playoffs. And it'll be interesting to see if they can bounce back. I know Herm Edwards was saying they could get to 12-4 still, or 9-7. He said even 9-7 might be good enough to win that division. But that was kind of a big game last night. I was all fired up for the Cowboys to be tied for first in that division, and they're not.
I think it's very interesting that Atlanta, a team that was picked to kind of rebound off of, or excuse me, not Atlanta, it's New Orleans. You know, there was a team to pick to do great things, and everyone keeps talking about how they need home field, they need home field, they need home field. Well, you know, then Atlanta, who's bouncing back, comes out and beats them, and then obviously the Browns dominate them, you know, and the Browns are 1-1 now, heading dominate. For the Super Bowl. But it's very interesting, all these pundits, and hey, they got great quarterbacks. They got great quarterback play out of both organizations. If you hear the pundits and the talking heads, all they want to talk about is quarterback play, quarterback play, quarterback play. And now Luck's 0-2 and Breeze is 0-2. I mean, at the end of the day, your defense has to stop somebody. I mean, Breeze couldn't go out there and stop Brian Hoyer, you know, when you got the Browns pinned deep. And so I do love it from the standpoint, especially when you're kind of – I mean, I don't know how anybody else feels – you listen to Colin Cowherd just to disagree with him.
Yeah.
You know, but I love to hear that with all the pundits. Here's two teams that were picked to be, and they still got a chance. I mean, like you said, I think they still got a chance to make the playoffs and do all those types of things. I know history statistically says that they don't have the same type of opportunity, but let's face it. They go on a run. They win a couple games here and there. I mean, the biggest thing that they have done is eliminated wiggle room for themselves. They can't lose one in week 15. They can't lose one of those types of things. But I do find it very, very interesting is how good the Eagles looked in the second half. How many adjustments Chip Kelly made. And like you said, they got some calls, and that all that momentum really started to go. But I think you're starting to see, in an offensive-oriented league, Chip Kelly's system really special. I mean, just that many different guys that you have to stop getting the ball to. I thought that was the one thing I took away from yesterday's game, was not the officiating, not Luck's turnover, but just bang, how fast it can be big play with the Eagles, how fast that they can come at you, and how much they can wear down a defense by having to cover all those guys every single play, because you don't know who Foles is going to get the ball to.
888-455-ESPN, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, if you'd like to join us, or you'll need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia later in the hour. 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox for all the emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Speaking of high scoring, we haven't heard from Delusional Husker fan in a while, and Delusional chimes in this morning. He goes, hopefully all the blood pressures are back down this week with a great win at Fresno. My question for you guys is this. Our scoring seems to be all big plays or nothing. Do you think we have the ability to put together a long, sustained drive for a score? I'm just not completely sold that our O-line is completely gelling yet. I still think we can get to Indy and win if we continue to improve each week. Big win this weekend, Nebraska 27, Miami 17 from Delusional. That has kind of been the talk here. That's always funny. Either you have big plays and don't grind out drives, or you grind out drives and you never have a big play. So I've heard this argument for 10 years now that we've been doing the Doug and Daddy show. And that is one of the things that are out there. The reason you don't have long sustained drives, and I mean, yeah, half the time you're punting, but the reason you don't have long sustained drives is because you pop that big play. I mean, you want them to fall down at the 30? Oh, damn, we got to have three more plays in this drive. I'll fall down here. And we know that the O-line was going to take a step back. They've been banged up a little bit. So exactly right. We're through three games. I'm not freaking out yet. There's some pretty good players on that offensive line. And I think Nebraska, when they run into the Michigan States, yes, they're going to be outmatched there on paper. But most of these games, most of these teams, I think they're going to be okay.
Is this game big this weekend?
Yeah, it's huge, because here's the deal. Every game's huge, right, Coach? But for the state of Nebraska, everybody hates Miami. That is my age or older and remembers it. You don't really even count the 2002 Rose Bowl, but like the last five times these teams have played, they've all been in a bowl and they've all been for the national championship. The winner of the last five Nebraska-Miami games has been crowned the national champion that next morning. And so this is a different atmosphere. And Miami, not that good a football team. I think a lot of people are saying there are a lot of football teams that aren't that good. Even those that are ranked in the top 25, that's not necessarily a good football team. I think people think that about Nebraska a little bit still because the defenses they've played have been atrocious. But you have Illinois, and then you have Michigan State. You lose this, you're looking to lose two of three and take all the momentum away, and Nebraska needs to get clean through a non-conference slate for once, and they're favored in every game. That's not been the case every single year under Bo Pelini. Take care of business, at home, night game, should be perfect weather. It sounds like pretty good weather anyway, and just get the job done. I mean, Miami is having its own problems, so go out there and stick it to them early like you did Fresno State.
I was just wondering from a Huskers fan standpoint if it's a big game, because unfortunately, kind of like we mentioned a couple weeks ago, Miami's just bad. Miami's just a bad football team, and like you're saying, you know, 20 years ago this ticket, they would have had game day. Fox Sports would have been in here. I mean, everybody 20 years ago,
well, Fox wouldn't have been around.
Well, yeah, but you know, but there yes. would have been a big. It would have been the big deal that it is, and I don't know what it is that's going on in college football this year, but there's not a lot of great games. You know, last weekend, what was it? Last weekend, it was the first time since 1987 that there was only one game versus two ranked opponents: South Carolina versus Georgia. Yeah. You know, and you could tell they were just trying
that
was to a find.
Good game.
Yeah, it was a great game, but they were just, you know, searching for trying to find somebody good games. And now this weekend, obviously, there's some different, better. There's more games out there that are a little bit better, but I'm very interested to see if Memorial Field can and Memorial Stadium can get that energy going for this game at 7 p.m. on Saturday.
It will. It will. I'm sure they'll have something special, plus they're honoring the 94 National Championship team, so puts it all together. It is time to talk UNK and Hastings College football, as we do every Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. UNK football coach Daryl Morris joins us this morning as they get ready for their first Saturday game of the season. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, from the football standpoint, let's discuss Thursday. Let's discuss how hard it was to play football and how you don't want to hear the excuses that you were right there in this football game and a team that beat you by 45 last year. It was a 3-point game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game we feel bad about because it's a game we feel like we should have won. We should have won that ball game. We had our chances to win the game. We just couldn't get it done. And that's a vast difference than where we were a year ago, but you know, those are hard to swallow when you feel like you had the game and you're doing the things right, and you just couldn't make the play when you needed to make the play. So, you know, we lose it, and the weather really is not an excuse whatsoever. They played in the same weather we did, and to be honest with you, the guys playing didn't even notice the weather, so can't use the weather for any kind of excuse.
It did affect special teams, and it affects special teams on both sides. Once you see that the first time, you have to make the call. And, I mean, obviously these aren't 52-yard field goals you're attempting. Is there any hesitation because of what you had already seen that?
Well, you know, I asked Coach Everson, our special teams coordinator, if he thought the kid could make the kick from 38 yards out, and he said absolutely. So, you know, we needed 3 points. We needed to tie the game up. We were in scoring, you know, we needed some points. So you take the opportunity, you take the risk, whatever you want to call it, and try to let the kid do what he does for us, and that's kick balls to the uprights. And we get a bad snap, pulls the PP up off the ground a little bit, and, you know, there you go.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us here. So you go back and you look at the film. Tell me the things that you liked from last Thursday.
Well, I liked the way our defense played. I thought our defense played excellent football. We got beat on, you know, they had one fluke pass where a guy ran a dig and caught a ball and then split some guys. Again, what bugs you about that, it was third down, 17 yards for a first down. And that's a little bit of an Achilles heel that we have on defense. But other than that, we played outstanding defense, shut their running game down, pretty much shut their passing game down for the most part. couldn't get off the field in the fourth quarter, you know, on that last drive and let them eat up most of the fourth quarter. But we're playing good defense. Things I don't like is our passing game. It's non-existent. I think we're dead last in the league and throwing the football, and that's just not UNK football.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. I got a chance to talk to Coach Crocker, and he was pulling out his hair strands as well on that. Because he said it's the third and long, which is very unusual. You don't see that necessarily being a problem. Coming out of the film room, why? Well, what's breaking down there, Daryl?
You know, we don't know what's breaking down. I mean, there's not a whole lot of plays in the playbook on anybody's offensive playbook for third and 17. So it's a grab bag kind of deal. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get from them because they don't really have plays designed to get 17 yards a lot of times. So, you know, it's a mindset. It's a funk we're in right now. We've got to get over it. We got to get ourselves off the field when we've played good defense or we've gotten the benefit of somebody committing a penalty on the other team and it backs them up. We've got to be able to shut them down and get off the field. That's just all there is to it, regardless of what we're doing or not doing or what's been going on or not going on. We got to get off the field. But our offense also has to help us a little bit defensively and keep them off the field, make sure we're moving the chains, make sure we're getting first downs and making sure our defense is rested when they come out there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. This is a unique situation where the Lopers have only scored twice in the first two games of the season. You guys are used to doing that in 6 minutes. So Bronson Marsh's numbers, if you just look at the numbers, they're not great. But you can't all put it on Bronson because there's been a couple of really good defenses that have put some pressure on him.
Yeah, there has been. And no, we're not going to put it on any one guy. He has an important job on our offense. He has a lot of control of our offense. So subsequently, he will get a fair amount of the scrutiny and he'll get a fair amount of the praise when things are going better. But, you know, it's got to be a combination of things. We've got to protect the passers and offensive line. He's got to make his read progressions, and he's got to throw a football that can be caught by the guy we're trying to throw it to. He made a few mistakes in terms of where he was trying to go with the football last week that, you know, as you look at film, came back and kind of took away some opportunities for some big plays. So he's got to get some things sorted out. He's got some mechanical things that he's got to get sorted out. And then, of course, the receiving core, we've got to get some guys open. We can't be covered like, you know, Band-Aids all the time either. So, you know, we went back and analyzed it, you know, and there's a certain number of times we didn't make a good throw, a certain number of times we didn't run the greatest route. So it's still a learning curve. We still have a bunch of new guys in this program that have only played two games. Bronson Marsh himself has not played that much football in the last 4 or 5 years. So he's still in the learning progression as well. So hopefully we'll continue to get better as we go through games. And, you know, in college football, you don't get to play preseason games. So we're practicing. These are practice games for us. It's just unfortunately they count.
Coach Damon Day here, and big homecoming weekend coming up. You got Missouri Southern coming to town. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon with all the festivities. What are you looking for Missouri Southern to try to do?
Well, Missouri Southern, you know, they throw the football about 4 or 5 times. They run the veer, they run the option, and they do it very well, and they get a lot of yards on a lot of people, and they get big plays in the running game, and then they'll go upstairs and throw one down the field and every now and then connect on that and get a touchdown on you. So it's going to be a very difficult game for our defense to prepare for. Number one, it's difficult to simulate what they do offensively in practice. That's difficult to do. Number two, it's just difficult to defend them because it's out of vogue. You don't see this offense very often, so you don't have a whole lot of experience, and our kids don't see it, so it's all new to them. So it's going to be a trying game for us. They're going to have their shots. They're going to have their yards. They're going to move the chains. They're going to get first downs, and we're going to have to be patient and make sure that we just keep them out of the end zone. So far, they haven't been scoring a ton of points, but they're about 20 points a game. But, you know, they have the capability of scoring more. And then, of course, off, you know, their defense is a good, solid defense. People are moving the football on them, but they're not giving up a ton of points. So, you know, we've just got to get the ball in the end zone. We'll get opportunities, and we've not been doing that. So it's a flip of the coin game right now, I think.
We're talking with Daryl Morris for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, UNK head football coaches. Kind of for the fans out there, apparently this is the first time you've played them in conference. They kind of have that Air Force look. And what do you do with your scout team, Daryl, when you're not recruiting guys to run what they're running?
Well, you know, you try to get kids. We got a wide receiver down there playing quarterback on the scout team. We've got some linebackers playing running back. We just got kids that can run and that are mobile and quick. you know, and trying to get them to run it like they see it run on film and like we're teaching them how to run it. So it's difficult to do. I mean, it is. We don't run that offense. Nobody we play runs this offense. So it's difficult to do. That's the challenge, and that's probably one of the reasons why they like it, is because they know every week their opponent is spending a tremendous amount of time and energy just trying to simulate what they do.
Daryl, you have a couple of extra days since you played on Thursday. What do you do with a couple of extra days?
Well, we practiced on Sunday, you know, and we introduced some things to our offensive people and defensive people, and we started teaching and getting ready for Missouri Southern. So it was nice to have an extra day where you didn't feel quite as rushed to put things in and get a package put together. And so we were able to go back and work on some fundamentals. We were able to go back and talk about things and then also just start the preparation and introduce our football team to Missouri Southern offensively and defensively.
Did you slip anything? I mean, the coaching staff knows what they're going to see almost from each individual team. Did you slip anything in fall camp, maybe a day, and say, hey, let's throw this at the kids, or this just, you know, I got 1 week to prepare for these guys?
No, you know, what we did is we did break them down during the summer, so we already had offensively and defensively had a game plan already put together, which does take a lot of pressure off the staff as we start getting ready for a new club each week. But we didn't specifically put anything new in, you know, especially offensively. We did not. We have an offense. We need to get better at running what we do offensively. I know there's some different schemes, and they're emphasizing some things differently, perhaps defensively, but that's just to make sure we've got option football. As you know, Doug, is assignment football. You got to have a guy on the pitch back, a guy on the fullback, a guy on the tailback, and then you've also got to make sure that you can cover the naked boots when they're running those and all the different motion that they got. So the adjustments, you know, a lot of it's going to be spent just getting ready for that stuff.
How's the health going into the game?
The health is pretty good. We did lose Dex Becker for a few weeks. Our starting middle linebacker has a hyperextended elbow that's going to require him to be down for a couple weeks. Dylan Lushen suffered a concussion and won't play, as did Tommy Ernst, our H-back fullback, also suffered a concussion. So, but we do get Cougar Williams in the lineup offensively this week, so that'll help us some at the receiver core, add some more speed to that group, and hopefully we can get the football in his hands and let him do what he does pretty well.
And finally, a name that people could have a lot of fun with, and I know you mentioned it with some of these kids that you brought in specifically from around the country, is Famous McKinnon. He's a freshman, and you saw some of the speed that he had on Thursday.
You did, and he's a good football player. So, you know, we're excited about Famous, and he has played excellent for us. He's made some great open field tackles. He's covered very, very well. Had a call go against him, you know, late in the fourth quarter. Don't agree with the call at all. So, you know, I think he's playing excellent football for us right now. For a freshman kid playing corner that's not real tall, he's doing a tremendous job.
Does the pregame speech on homecoming change for you?
No, you know what, homecoming, I've never found homecoming to be in college what it is at the high school level. So a lot of people concern themselves with the distractions and all this. I don't see that being a problem for us. You know, our message to our football team is right now is it's not where we're at, it's where we're going. And I know we're not winning games, and people are just going to have to be patient with the process because it's not going to change. We're going to take baby steps. We are heading in the right direction. This football team is better. I don't know if that means we're going to win any more games than we did a year ago, but we are heading in the right direction, and they're just going to have to be patient with the process.
And Mike Smith is an ex-football player that's among those going in the Hall of Fame this week.
Yeah, and we're excited for Mike. Mike lives here in Kearney, and we see him frequently, and, you know, he's deserving of that. He was a very good football player. I remember Mike taking a kickoff back 99.5 yards against Central Oklahoma one time when they had probably the fastest guy in college football at that time. They actually returned punts for the Raiders for a little while, so you know, Mike was a good wide receiver for us and a good kick return guy, and he's very deserving of that award, and we're thrilled for him.
Well, it'll be a big Saturday, and Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations. Always appreciate the chat. Good luck, man.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to go get win number one on Saturday, 3 o'clock, the kickoff for UNK and Missouri Southern down at Foster Field. And, again, yeah, it's weird, Damon, because they're 0-2, and you don't talk a lot of great things about football teams that are 0-2, but it's so different than the last couple of years, at least through these first two games. I mean, they're not getting beat by 45 by these teams that are outstanding football teams, nationally ranked type football teams.
No, I think without a doubt, the night and day is not even an accurate description of watching them play from last season to this season. Just the athleticism of the Lopers this year, you can see that they're getting to that MIAA level of athlete, and that was, and when you changed over, that was the biggest hurdle that they were going to have to get through is getting to the athleticism of the MIAA, and you're seeing that. And like Coach said, it's such a slow process. In football, and like they said, there's no preseason games. You only get 10 of them. You know, they're moving in the right direction, and they're moving at a very, very good pace because their athleticism is improving at such a rate. Now it's just they just have to go out and get one. They got to go get one this weekend and get that process continuing going, because no matter how much you talk about as a coach, and we've all been there through losing seasons and through struggles, the kids start to lose their confidence when all the hard work isn't being rewarded. So I really hope that this weekend they can go out there and get it done, because I know how hard that staff's worked. I know how hard the players have worked. And like you said, it's just a shame that they had to play Washburn. And you talk about weather and everything else. It's just, you know, when your passing game is not a strength and you just need it to be okay, yeah, that really negates it with that type of weather. And you could see it with Washburn. I mean, Washburn, you could tell that on both sides of the ball, the weather didn't help anybody. No. You know, and so that, I think that's why you had such a tight game. I think you get those two teams out on a Saturday, sunny and 75, you're going to see some fireworks. You're going to see a good game. And so, you know, I the thing about that game on Thursday that I was so impressed with from the Loper standpoint was just the heart and the effort. I mean, that's what I watch for, is just watching kids compete and not giving into the elements, not giving into the excuse making, not giving into those types of things. And I was really, really impressed to watch both teams, but really impressed to watch the Lopers just fight and fight and fight throughout the entire game.
Loper football Saturday at 3. Hastings College is off to a 2-0 start. We'll talk with head coach Tony Harper next.
Listen, just wanting to lose weight for summer isn't going to get you into that killer bikini shape. You've got to make it happen. There's no better or faster way to do it than with Complete Nutrition. Don't wait another second. Get into Complete Nutrition today to get over that weight loss hump. Our consultants will help you find the perfect weight loss product to kickstart your workout and to have more energy, burn more fat, and get into perfect shape for summer without logging extra hours at the gym. Come on, summer's here. So what are you waiting for? Check out any one of the three new weight loss products available now at Complete Nutrition. They're clinically proven to shrink fat cells and help you safely lose 21 pounds and burn difficult abdominal fat 12 times faster than with just diet and exercise alone. So don't wait. Come into Complete Nutrition and get started today.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island near Gordman's. Call 382-8663. And in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. For free shipping, call 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll have increasing clouds with a high of 68. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 52. Tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, high of 80. And tomorrow night, a chance of storms. Currently, it's 55.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're thinking about a new pivot irrigation system, we'll see our friends in Hastings, the worldwide headquarters, T&L Irrigation. And if you're not in Hastings, just check out your local T&L dealer or go online to TLIRR.com, because now, for a limited time, T&L Irrigation is offering their Harvest Special. That's $5 per foot a discount. You can save up to $6,500 when you buy a quarter-mile-long T&L pivot. You get decades of reliability with T&L pivot systems, so be sure to contact your local T&L dealer today for the Harvest Special. $5 per foot discount. Save money and then make money with a T&L in your field. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works. Tony Harper, head football coach, Hastings College, joining us here. Doug Duda, Damon Day on the Doug and Daddy Show, 2-0. Coach, can't do better than that.
No, we're liking where we're at right now. I tell you what, it's a great feeling right now.
There's always that intrigue of where the first question goes, or first statement. This isn't really a question. This is more of a statement. I'll tell you what, Coach, when you guys get penalized, you guys get penalized. 9 for 156, that's some work right there.
Hey, we don't do anything small around here. We either go big or go home, one or the other.
It was that way both ways, except you guys just had a few more, 549 yards, though, of offense. And this was kind of a game of big plays. Von Thomas was as advertised. He wasn't all that accurate, but he did hit some big plays, and that put you guys in some heat there for a while.
Yeah, he's a great football player, and those coaches over there, you know, Coach Winter and Coach White and those guys, they utilize him very well. And he's so tough with the run pass, and they just did some things that stressed us, and I didn't get adjustments in later in the second half. There's a lot of work that we got to get done on that defensive side of the football, but I don't want to make excuses. He's a heck of a football player.
Well, Coach, you guys did a lot of good things, and this must have been, I would say, Matt Overmiller's best game as a Hastings Bronco.
You know, I tell you what, I'm going to sum it up in one comment. There was one play where we ran the football, and defensive lineman came through, and Matt Overmiller threw a cut block. And you don't see a lot of quarterbacks throwing cut blocks like that. And that tells you, I think, kind of where Matt's at. You know, that a quarterback, they'll kind of mix it in with the big uglies. I don't know if he wants to do that all the time. But he's got great command of the offense right now. He's got a good sense of urgency when we need it. He's got a good job of slowing it down and taking time off the clock. Matt is playing really good football right now.
Coach Day was just talking with Coach Morris as we finished up with him about kids believing and needing to see some success. And you touched on that a little bit last week, coming off a 2-win season, starting at 2-0. Talk about what you saw last year when you experienced what you did and what you're already seeing from your kids this year when it comes to believing and having that confidence.
I think it really started in the off season with Coach Schultz in that weight room. I mean, that's the biggest thing. These guys' bodies are changing so much with Coach Schultz in there. You know, they're eating right. They're getting the necessary sleep. Then they took that over into the spring ball situation. And then, you know, we had some changes on the coaches' staff. And that's where you really saw it from the guys. They didn't really blink. They trusted us that we're going to get the right guys in here. We're going to recruit the right guys. And it's just been a great group to be around. There's not been a lot that surprised them. And, you know, going through what they went through last year with whatever adversity and everything like that, they've pretty much seen about anything that you can have thrown at them. And then you go into this game against Concordia, fourth down, and we needed to stop, and, you know, we got to stop. And now the guys just got that confidence. And that's the biggest thing right now for us is confidence and buying in. Now they're seeing, hey, on fourth and one, for example, we can get this stop, or on fourth and one, we can get that first down. And that's almost more important than, you know, getting lined up correctly. If you feel that you're going to make that play, then a lot of times you will make that play. And I think the guys are buying into it, and the coaches are doing a good job pushing that.
Talk with Tony Harper, Hastings College football coach, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. 48-43 win over Concordia, getting him to 2-0, 1-0 in the conference, which obviously is very important. We talked about the teams kind of in the middle. I said, you know, you got the teams that are ranked, and then you got the teams that are struggling at the bottom, and the rest of those teams, those four or five teams, these are the games that determine which part of the conference standings you're going to be in. Give me your thoughts, Coach, on the defense. I mean, they come up with a big stop at the end, but they gave up a lot of points and yards. You guys just outscored. You said this was going to be a work in progress, so you're 2 weeks in. What do you think?
Well, It's a major work in progress, and I think, you know, it was a tale of two halves. The first half, we held what I think is a very good running offense to 11 yards of rush, and that's good. And then they come out in the second half and made some major adjustments for those guys, and we didn't make the adjustments quick enough. I say we, that's me, that's my fault. I got to put these guys in better position to make plays. And, you know, again, credit to having Coach Davis on this staff. You know, he brings a fresh set of eyes, fresh ideas to it, so we've been able to make some tweaks here and there. Coach Carlton in the secondary, we got to tighten a lot of stuff up because it's only going to get harder, and every coach is going to say that. But the team we play this week is as explosive as anybody that we're going to play, and we got to shore up that run defense. We got to shore up that pass defense, and we got to fix a lot of things. And this week's going to be a huge preparation week for us.
Coach, you're 2-0, receiving some votes in the national polls, and it's a rivalry game. You know, you guys probably don't ever need to get up for Doan any more than they already do. But how do you keep them level-headed, and what is Doan going to bring to the table that you guys are going to have to defend?
I think the best thing that's happened to us is the first game of the year when we didn't have no film on Kansas Wesleyan, and we told the guys, focus on our job, focus on your responsibilities, know our offense, our defense, our special teams inside and out, and you'll be successful. Fortunately, we were successful in that game, and it kind of goes back to that confidence, you know, theory that you said a little bit ago. The guys are saying, okay, let's not worry too much about what we're seeing, and let's focus on what we're going to do, and that will give those guys confidence from that. Now, what we're going to see this weekend, defensively, they are all over the place. They play a stacked defense. They're aggressive. They are athletic. They're big. They're fast. Coach Bessler has those guys playing extremely hard and flying around. They are in a lot of games just because of their defense, and he's built a great defensive tradition over there. Offensively, you know, they're kind of, with the new coordinator, they're doing some different things, but they got receivers out on those edges. They're big guys, kind of like the guys we got. They're pretty fast. They got some slots that can get out and create mismatches in the zones and different things like that. We're going to have to keep everything, you know, in front of us. We're going to have to get off our blocks. Bottom line, though, the successful team, the team that's going to win on Saturday, is the team that plays harder and plays faster through four quarters. And when they mess up, forget about it and go on to the next play.
Doan may be 0-2, but they've played two nationally ranked teams. Last week went to overtime with Northwestern. You might have a little inside source here with Coach Mulring. Well, what's he telling you?
Well, you know, we watched the film against Northwestern, and that receiver was open, and that DB at Northwestern just made a great play on it. Other than that, we'd be sitting here saying Doan's 1-1. I mean, that's how close they were to being successful in that game. You know, with Coach Mulring being here, there's not a lot of trade secrets or anything like that because they've kind of switched their offense in a different direction. But basically what Coach Mo is doing, and he's great to have on this staff, is he's, again, focusing on the guys doing their jobs, not buying into, okay, the atmosphere is this, that, they're going to do this, this is what this kid's like, this is how this kid plays, this is how this coach calls this game. Pretty much we're focusing on ourselves, but it's nice to have him around because he adds to the little bit of a rivalry, if you will.
Last minute with Tony Harper, head football coach, Hastings College. You're doing a great job today with this coach speak, Harp. So I'm going to try one more time and pin you here on Doan. Where's their all-conference player? Who is the dynamic member of the Tigers that folks will see or hear about on Saturday?
I tell you what, on the offensive side of the football, it's Boggs, their tailback. He is a difference maker. He does a great job with his jump cut. He's fast. He gets to that edge, goes north and south. He's a good football player. Reed, their big receiver that's about 6'4", 220. He can go up and get the ball. He's a former basketball player. He does a lot of good things. And then defensively, you know, the mock kid in the middle, and Mike Linebacker, he's really sound. He doesn't take a lot of chances like they have in the past. He fits his gap. He's great on the run through. So that's kind of the inside, if you will, on that. And I think one thing that's kind of been forgotten about with these guys is Peterson, their kicker. He's got a strong leg. He does a great job with pinning on the punt and the kickoff. So it's going to be a tough one, especially going to Crete.
All right. Well, let's get to 3-0. That's a lot more fun than 2-1, man.
Without a doubt. We'll try our best.
All right, Harp. Take care. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thank y'all.
Tony Harper, head football coach, Hastings College, with us every Tuesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play at Doan in Crete Saturday, 1 o'clock on 1230 a.m. KHAS. We'll take a break. Bill Friedman, coordinating producer, Big Ten Network, talking about a new show that they've got that will feature, as always, a little Husker memorabilia. We'll talk about it next.
Hi, Sean Callahan here. I'm excited to tell you about a company I'm working with that will finally bring you the internet experience you've been waiting for. I'm talking about a company that is so reliable, so dependable, and has such amazing local customer service that you'll be wondering why people haven't done business like this before. Prairie iNet Fixed Wireless Internet will change the way you experience your world. Let's talk about their amazing technology. They have the largest fixed wireless network in the U.S., and because of this, they can pass their savings on to you. That means finally having reliable internet at a price you can afford. Another perk, no contracts. With Prairie iNet, you won't sign a contract ever. I've personally met the people at Prairie iNet. You can trust that you'll be getting a better internet experience, and more importantly, you can trust them. Mention my name, Sean Callahan, and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card and free installation for just signing up. Call Prairie iNet right now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
No, well, I'm a chicken fry. And cold beer on a Friday night.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Speaking of chicken, Chicken Coop. Tuesday, lunch. Lunch special is any salad on the menu. Taco salad, grilled chicken, whatever it is you want. You put that together with a soda from 11 to 4. The lunch special every day, it's only $7 on Tuesday. A lot of places say they are sports bars and grills, but no one combines the best of both places like your Kearney Chicken Coop. Saving you money for lunch. And, of course, if you get a chance to get in there and be happy from 2 to 5:30, appetizer specials are 2 and a quarter. Long necks and draws, 2 and a quarter. Only at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, the best of both worlds, downtown Kearney, wherever Tuesday, the lunch special from 11 to 4 is salad and soda for $7. Well, we mentioned it earlier in the Doug and Daddy Show today. Damon, there are folks with memorabilia for all of their favorite teams. And, of course, the better your team, the more the memorabilia. I'm guessing Indiana basketball, Nebraska football, you know, things like that. Just depends what you're great at.
Got a Bobby Knight basketball in my treasure trove from the IU Hoosier days.
Did you steal it from his garage, or how'd you get that? He give it to you? Was it a gift?
Yeah, I think someone got it for me. I think my dad got it for me, maybe.
What a baby.
Got it signed for me.
Way to go,
by him,
Dad.
By the general.
Well, tonight, BTN Originals premiere Big Ten Treasure Hunter, 7 o'clock. It's a 30-minute show that features Big Ten fans and collectors with their historic takes of a variety of items. And joining us, Bill Friedman. He's the coordinating producer. Great to have you back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're keeping busy doing things.
Glad to hear it. It's a busy time of year.
How about you? What about this new project?
Well, it's a really exciting show for us. You know, it's definitely an evolution of some of the original programming we've done in the past. You know, we've from our Icon series, Big Ten Elite Series, which focus a lot on the history of the conference, and then you look at our series of football and basketball journey, which is kind of in the here and now. A lot of it's been about on the field stuff and telling stories about that, and it's really nice for us to step off the field and give viewers a show that will remind them of some of the other shows that they can see in this genre on TV right now, like a Pawn Stars or an American Pickers, et cetera, where, there's a kind of a national fascination with collectibles and merchandise and what they're worth and why they're worth what they're worth. And I think viewers will be very excited to see Big Ten Treasure Hunter tonight at 7 Central and to see our expert John Arcand, who does a great job of telling the stories and finding these collections that exist in Big Ten country.
Damon Day here, and I just want, what was the coolest, what did you, from your personal opinion, what did you think was the coolest treasure?
Well, that's a really hard question. I think the thing that really struck me was not only the kind of breadth and extensive collections that a lot of the collectors we feature in the show have, but also the presentation of them. There are a lot of really neat shots in these shows where you just walk into somebody's basement or collectible room, and it's really beautifully designed and thought of. It's not just a bunch of people bringing an old cardboard box with an autographed basketball in it. I mean, these are rooms that are dedicated, they're shrines in a way to these collectibles' favorite teams. In terms of items that stuck out to me, there are a couple really neat ones that were featured on the show. There was in tonight's premiere, there's one of our Indiana collector has a 1919 Indiana football helmet. Just to see what a helmet looked like in 1919 and the fact that someone still has one in the shape that it is pretty amazing. In a later episode, there's a man who has every ticket stub from every home game at the Big House at Michigan, which opened in 1927. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Nebraska, we feature two different Nebraska collections, one tonight where there's some really neat Leroy Neiman prints that were made for Nebraska football that I didn't know about. And then in a later episode, I believe the guy's name is Husker Tom. He's a collector, and he has, among other things, a hat from Bob Devaney that he wore on the field, which is pretty neat. And he has a pretty neat vehicle, but you'll have to tune in to see what that is.
Bill Freeman joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Big Ten Network. Can you tell us, are these guys both from Lincoln? Are they both from Omaha? Can you tell us a little more about tonight?
Well, I'm not going to tell you where they're from, because one of the things we want to do in this show is kind of respect people's privacy in terms of where they live with these things. But I can tell you that they're enormous Nebraska collectors, and some of the things you'll see in this guy's collection tonight are really neat. You'll see the prints from Leroy Neiman, which are rare, and I didn't even know existed, which was really neat, and you'll be amazed to hear what they're worth. And then he had a neat item from I'm going to get the year wrong, but I believe it was Nebraska's first trip to the Rose Bowl.
Sure. 1940.
Is either there 40, that year or the year after? I forget. Yeah. It's one of those years. A neat item from that, and then he has a collectible bank that's pretty neat. That's there's like a football player looking bank that he looks at too. That's really neat. So that's what's it's kind of an there are all these little odd items in the show. They're not exactly, obviously there are some programs and ticket stubs, et cetera, like that you would think of for memorabilia. But there's also some really unique memorabilia. Our later episode that features Nebraska, there's even, a cereal box that is featured. So really interesting stuff. We run the gamut from items that are, maybe worth $25 up to items that are worth five figures. So it's a very interesting collection of memorabilia.
In such a football crazy state like Nebraska, how'd you narrow it down to just two? How'd you kind of come up with all these collections? How were you able to kind of just pick and choose? What was some of the criteria that you went into?
Well, we really leaned on our host John for that. He's an expert in the memorabilia industry, and he's spent over a quarter century doing this, and he has a lot of connections in the business. From being at shows and buying collections, that's what he does. So we really leaned on his kind of network of contacts, and he would talk to people in the communities to say, you know, who do you know has great collections? And we went there. You know, in this first episode, he actually goes to, I believe the name of the store is Randy's Collectibles. I think it's in, I want to say it's in either Lincoln or Omaha. I forget. But he actually goes into their store, which is a collectible store, and asks the owner for a lead for a home collection, and that's how we find our first guy.
We're talking here with Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network. Big Ten Treasure Hunters starts and debuts tonight at 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. How are you envisioning this series with all the other ones, Bill? I mean, is this going to be a six-part series, a year-long series? What do we got?
Yeah, sure. It's 8 episodes. They're each 30 minutes each. The first one starts tonight. In each episode, we go to 3 different collections. So typically 3 different schools are featured in every show. There are a couple shows where a collector may have memorabilia from 2 different schools. So some episodes you get a little taste of a fourth. We have a really neat thing. You know, there's a link on our homepage at btn.com where you can submit a photo of an item you might have that could be featured in a future show. We actually have John give valuations for some of the items that we have received already thus far. So that's kind of neat. It's a way to involve the viewer. And, you know, you might be sitting around. I'm sure you guys have some really neat items in your office. You know, feel free to take a picture and upload it, and perhaps you'll be featured in a future episode. So that's a neat element too. And, you know, we're just really excited about trying something different. You know, this is, as I kind of alluded to earlier, it's a genre that, you know, in the cable world has had a lot of success stories when you think of shows like Pawn Stars and American Pickers. And we kind of figured why not try to take that model that works in the industry and apply it to Big Ten collectibles and put our own little twist on it. So it's a really neat show. You know, John goes around, he meets people, he shows off some of the items in their collection that they just want to show off, and then he tries to get a sense from them of, are there any items that they want to sell, that they're looking to move, and then John, you know, analyzes them and decides whether or not he wants to buy them, and then they have a little negotiation. So there's some drama, and John doesn't, you know, every time we show an item, it doesn't mean that John walks out the door with it. You know, that he has there are a lot of the collectors that end up choosing to hold on to their items. So there's a little bit of intrigue, you know, as a viewer of like, is he going to buy it? Is the collector going to agree to his price? And, you know, it's very interesting to see. I find the negotiation aspect of the show to be another layer to it that's going to want to keep viewers coming back to this new series.
Bill, what's it been like working with, and again, Big Ten fans, Nebraska fans don't probably still know a whole lot about traditions with Rutgers and Maryland. What's that been like working with those two new schools?
Well, it's been terrific. You know, I think it's exciting for us to have two new schools in the league and to learn their history, to learn their current situation. You know, I was just at Rutgers on Saturday night for the Penn State game. It was an incredible environment, 50, you know, sold out stadium, 50, almost 54,000 people, I think, 50, maybe 55. I don't know. It was the biggest crowd ever at the stadium. You know, towels waving under the lights. It was great. So we've been very excited that Rutgers and Maryland are featured in this show. So you'll get a sense of some of their collectibles. Obviously, with Rutgers being the birthplace of college football in 1869, there's a lot of history there. And, you know, Maryland's got a really rich and storied tradition as well. So, you know, you'll definitely get a sense of that in an episode in this series too. But it's been delightful. You know, all three editions that we've had since I've been at the network, you know, Nebraska, Rutgers, and Maryland have been just a delight to work with.
Bill, we were chuckling as we started the show today, kind of talking about you coming up on the show. I know Nebraska fan, and so it doesn't matter which school and which sport it is they're looking at. If you give these folks a link or a web address or a Twitter address or even a phone number, you know you're going to get flooded with people going, my stuff's better than that. I got cooler stuff than that.
Well, listen, you know, that's one of the great things that when we initially conceived of this show, you know, we all were kind of brainstorming, and I just kind of asked the question. I said to the producers, I said, do you think there's enough? You know, do you think people have enough? And they kept saying, trust us. We've done research. You'll be overwhelmed. And I really was overwhelmed. I mean, it's amazing. And I'm still getting emails and leads from people that are like, you should check out this guy's collection, and you should check out this guy's collection. So, you know, you never know. We did these 8 shows, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. And hopefully we'll get to do more in the future, because it certainly sounds like there's more collections to see. And I would certainly encourage any Nebraska fans or any viewers of this show, if you think you have great merchandise, to let us know. And there are ways to get in touch with us through BTN.com, where you can take a picture of your collection, put it on there. And believe me, I check that site regularly, so that's not just lip service. I'll look at it, and if you guys have something that's amazing, you know, we'll look into it.
Coordinating producer for Big Ten Network, Bill Friedman, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Check it out tonight. That is 7 o'clock Central Time, Big Ten Treasure Hunter on the Big Ten Network. Bill, appreciate always chatting with you, and I know we'll do it again.
Look forward to it, guys. I know it's a big weekend down there in Lincoln this weekend, so it should be an exciting game under the lights. A lot of history, a lot of memories, you know, with the Miami series. So should be a good one. Hope you guys enjoy it.
I know there's memorabilia from a lot of those games, so we'll see how she plays out. Hey, thanks, Bill.
And my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. From the Big Ten Network, Bill Friedman. And it's just I'm intrigued, I guess would be the word. I'm interested to see what they've got going here.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very, very cool to see what some of the kind of what they barter for and what some of these things are worth.
They always say, and I'm not going to say I've been in the business, but I was around the business from a very young age. In fact, I wish our family, one of the businesses that we had, we would have been right in the middle of all this, you know, 30 years down the road. But it's the value, especially when it comes to this kind of stuff. You know, what you have for Nebraska is not going to be of value to a Purdue fan, whereas some of these things you see on American Pickers and pawn shops, they could be to anyone. And again, you're just going to have that certain clientele. But it'd be interesting to see the kind of value you put on something from any school and what it would, because the value would only be high for someone else that is a fan of that school, says, I don't have that and I want it.
Oh yeah, I think it's a very cool kind of very focused laser like into fandom, into being a fan. I don't think you're going to see the prices go up so much because the market's not as much as it may be for, you know, everyone has a Coca-Cola sign and everyone can relate to kind of those antique Coca-Cola signs.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to relate to a Husker sign. You know, you're probably going to stay in that fan area of being a Husker fan. But I still am just very – I will watch. I will be very intrigued just to see what some of these items are worth and for what the fair market value is for them.
Andy from Midway has slid into the Doug and Daddy studios here in our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. I'm sure that I don't even want to talk about what he's got. I don't even want to talk about some of that stuff. But it's tonight. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And I like the question today. I like the question today. In fact, Jeff, didn't I tell you to save a question for today?
Yep.
Yeah, we're saving it for next week. It might be the backup question. We've got a couple of really good ones, I think. And your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's is coming up. Andy from Midway with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, rolling through the month of September. Big home game coming up for the Huskers in Miami this Saturday. You guys are there, though. It gives you a full day when we get on Saturday to take care of all the customers. Lopers are going to be at home at 3 o'clock. So even though we're only here in the middle of the week, we're already thinking about the weekend and all the things you guys got going on.
This has been the best September ever. We have 5 night games in a row. Then we have a bye week mixed in there. I mean, I get to watch the football, actually, instead of having it DVR'd. I don't know what's going to happen. No, it's been fantastic. A lot of great things going on, and we are absolutely busy. Just had a fantastic weekend at the Chrysler and Chevrolet location. And once again, thanks to the gods upstairs that are scheduling these games for their 6 o'clock or 9:30 kickoffs. But no, we've got a lot of great things going on at the Chevrolet store right now. It is a very, 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 very important month for us. It is Chevy Truck Month. When it comes to light-duty 2014 Silverados, we are your store. You need to get on down here. General Motors has stepped up to the plate, and they have got a ton of juice out on the hood right now. The reason that that is so important is the 2014 light-duty Silverado was raved, and just people fell in love with it. And it's been out on the market now for the 14s have literally been out there for almost 5, maybe 6 quarters, so you know anywhere from 15 to 18 months. The 15s are going to be hitting here in the next week or so. So what are they doing? They're putting all their focus, all their emphasis on moving this last 2014 Silverados out here. And here's the thing. They have made it a very good time to buy. Ton of rebates, ton of incentives, a lot of great financing options out there. There's some 0% that's available. And I'll tell you what, Heath Phillips, Darren Sprague, John Rickard, the whole gang, Those guys are looking to get silly aggressive and do whatever we have to do to go ahead and get you in a vehicle. Maybe if you're not looking for a Silverado, still a lot of great other selections. Buicks. The Buick product has just turned into a fantastic, fantastic manufacturer for us. We are selling a ton of Buicks off the lot. Where we used to sell one, two, maybe three a month, we're now selling 7, 8, 9, 10.
Cool.
Cadillacs. You know, Cadillac, the brand new 2015 Cadillac Escalade. My only piece of advice on that is if you have the money to be able to buy that, don't drive it. Because if you drive it, you will buy it. Now, I drove it, but luckily, I don't have the coin right now to go ahead and buy that because I just purchased a house. But so when I get a little bit more money in my bank account, I'm going to make sure I just steer clear of that thing. But if you have that itch to get out there and take a look at that completely redesigned, and you know what, maybe the Suburban or maybe the Tahoe is the direction you want to go to. But we've just got a lot of great stuff going on. Heath Phillips, Darren Sprague, the whole gang. These guys are going to be able to get you handled, get you taken care of.
And great folks to see at the Midway Auto Dealership. And speaking of going crazy, just take a look at Heath. Take a look at Darren. Take a look at John. I mean, they're crazy. Just walk in, you can already tell. They've lost it.
Oh,
they've pretty much lost it.
Absolutely. I mean, Heath is, I think he just turned 30. He's got two little girls. He's got a wonderful wife. And
he knows what it's like to take care of family.
Oh, that's all.
Bring
yeah.
I got a family. He's like, here's what you need.
Absolutely. You need. Yeah, and then you know what? Just look at the side of his head. You can see all the gray. So,
Andy from the Midway Auto Dealership. Stop by and see him. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. ThinkMidway.com. It's a better way. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, touchdown, touchdown. The home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland. The IMT Group and you, a team that can't be beat.
Doug and Daddy's show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. First, let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday which athlete was or is the most overcovered. And they went recent. They went with the most recent. Johnny Manziel got 50%, 33% to Tim Tebow, and just a couple of votes down there for Brett Favre and LeBron James. Today, we ask you at ESPNSuperstation.com, when you think Miami, Nebraska, what game comes to mind? Well, automatically for me was the win in the Big Ten ACC Challenge for Tim Miles and the boy. Oh, no, that's not what we meant. Oh, football. Is it the 84 Orange Bowl where Nebraska went for two, lost? Is it the 95 Orange Bowl where Tom Osborne won his first national championship? Or was it one of the many others? And there are so many Nebraska-Miami games, but most of them were in the 90s. I mean, you go from 84 to 2002, and they played five times. The series in Nebraska, they came up twice. Nebraska beat them both times in 75 and 76. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which one was the one that comes to mind for you? It is time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. One winner per household every 3 months. One winner per household every 3 months. If those are pretty simple rules. If you're eligible, call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776, and we're going to dive into Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Of course, the Huskers in Miami are playing this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Nebraska is celebrating the 20th anniversary of its 1994 national championship by honoring members of the team this weekend. They've got a banquet Friday, which, of course, is private, and then they will be honored on the field at Saturday's game against Miami. So let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kent.
All right, Kent, here we go. We're going, of course, it's Nebraska-Miami week. We have to have a Nebraska-Miami trivia question. We are going,
right.
We are going to that infamous Orange Bowl, Nebraska 24, Miami 17. We all know, we all have the memory in our head of Corey Schlesinger scoring the two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Name any other Nebraska player that scored in that game.
Turner Gill.
Turner Gill is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. January 95, Nebraska wins it 24-17. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, we all know Corey Schlesinger scored the final two touchdowns in the 95 Orange Bowl to win the national championship. Name any other Husker that scored in that game.
Well, I can't think of the tight end's name, but I'll go with Tommy Frazier.
Tommy Frazier. Nope, he actually didn't. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Okay, the question today is, we know Corey Schlesinger scored the final two touchdowns in the Orange Bowl in 95. Name any other Husker that scored in that game.
Brooke Behringer.
Brooke did not score in the game, played in the game. Threw a touchdown pass in the game. There's a little bit of a hint. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with? Nobody there. They didn't know the answer. Nobody in the shop evidently knew the answer either. Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
Tony.
Tony, do you know the answer? Corey Schlesinger scored twice in the 95 Orange Bowl. We won the national championship. Name any other Husker that scored in that game.
Was it Jay Novacek?
No. 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 That is incorrect. We love our callers. I will not be happy when they get them wrong. I'm not happy. Let's keep it up. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Dutch from Gothenburg.
Okay. Do you know the answer? Corey Schlesinger scored twice in the Orange Bowl to win the national title. Any other Husker that scored in that game?
Gilman. Tight end.
I think that's good enough. I'm not asking you for the first name. I think that's good enough. On Jeopardy, that's good enough, usually.
Okay.
Mark Gilman is the correct answer, and you are the winner of a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats to help celebrate Nebraska-Miami this weekend. Hang on the line, and Jeff will get you set up. Thanks for the call, and congratulations.
All right, thank you.
There you go. Mark Gilman hauled in the 19-yard touchdown pass from Brooke Behringer midway through the second quarter. That was the first score Nebraska had in the game. They trailed 10-7. Other ones that we could have accepted, the place kicker, he scored. That's Tom Seiler, however you want to pronounce it. Also, the safety, we'd have been here for a while. Dwayne Harris getting the safety. And the two-point conversion. Eric Alford hauling in the two-point conversion after Schlesinger's first touchdown in the fourth quarter. So four folks that we would have accepted. Mark Gilman, Dwayne Harris, Eric Alford, or the place kicker, Tom Seiler. Those were the ones that scored besides Corey Schlesinger in the 1995 Orange Bowl. Nebraska wins it 24-17. We've also got to congratulate our winner today of fantasy football, Cunningham's Fantasy Football. Bucks and B-Ball with his team of Tampa Bay Ballers for winning week two of the Cunningham's Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football Challenge, taking home the $25 in Cunningham's cash. Make sure to check the group page for your prize information. You're also now eligible for the Super Bowl party. And, folks, you can be too. You can play every week and just enter for free on the ESPN Superstation.com website. This week, he had Kaepernick and Luck for his quarterbacks, Morris and Murray for his running backs, Washington and Dallas. That's huge. Stayed away from some of the injured wide receivers. Dez Bryant had a big day for him. Jimmy Graham, that's the right tight end, because I don't think anybody would have played Gates, and I think their numbers were pretty comparable. And Mason Crosby, his kicker, plus he had the Arizona defense, who got him a Teddy Ginn Jr. touchdown. So congratulations to Bucks and B-Ball winning it for Cunningham's cash this week. Also, folks, as we get out of here, a reminder, there is a lot of volleyball going on tonight for UNK. It is their conference opener with Fort Hays State, a whiteout tonight, so wear your white shirts to UNK for tonight's 7 o'clock contest. Also, Hastings College is home tonight to take on Nebraska Wesleyan, so check out volleyball if you're a Hastings College fan. Nebraska's back home tomorrow night against Creighton. UNK's Katie Weber, the conference hitter of the week. We do have some high school volleyball tonight. It'll be Kearney at Grand Island Northwest, Grand Island at Lincoln East. Hastings St. Cecilia is at Blue Hill. And live on Classic Hits 98.9, Aurora will be at Minden. Varsity action scheduled to start at 7 o'clock for tonight's action on Classic Hits 98.9, the final round of the UNK Men's Fall Golf Invitational currently going on at Owari Dunes. 15 teams competing out there in the final round at this hour. Coming up later this week, don't forget our Husker Lunch. That's where we're at tomorrow. We're at Cunningham. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, to talk about where the Big Red have been so far and this huge Nebraska-Miami matchup. He's covered those games. He'll have a lot of insight. We invite you to join us, the Doug and Daddy Show, from 11 to 12. Come on down and enjoy lunch before 12 o'clock. Sip will be there until 1 o'clock. Got some giveaways. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report will be there. Our Loper Link. It looks like we'll talk with Coach Squires on that. So it's all part of the Doug and Daddy Show. The Team Jack Marathon Telethon is coming up on Thursday, so we've got a lot going on there. And a Football Friday, Jimmy Lang will be back in then. So it's all coming up. Thanks to Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, as well as Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Have a good one.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.